Hey, FaithBridge men, this is Mace Perez, Men's Discipleship Coordinator at FaithBridge, and we are kicking off a new podcast series on navigating the holidays. Our prayer for this series is that each episode would inspire, encourage, and equip men like you to lead well throughout what can be a difficult and crazy season. Over the course of the next several weeks, we're going to be talking about what it means to lead and navigate the holidays well in our marriages, in our families, in the body of Christ, and in our community. But first and foremost, it starts with leading ourselves. The best gift we can give our wives and our kids and our church family and our neighbors is our best self. And to help us identify potential pitfalls and develop strategies to overcome them when it comes to taking care of our own souls, I have my friend, care and prayer pastor Dan Slagle here to share some pastoral wisdom with us. Welcome, Dan.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Yeah. Happy to have you. So as the care and prayer pastor, you spend a lot of your time helping the men and women of FaithBridge tend to the state of their own souls. And so before we get into the specific topic today, can you just share with the men how you came into this role and why you think personal soul care is so important?
Sure. So back in 2001, my good friend Ken Werlein gave me a call. I was pastoring over in Georgia at the time. And in brief, he said to me, hey, this church plant is exploding under my feet. Would you come out here and help me ride herd on this thing? So Becky and I prayed about it for a year. And throughout the course of that year, we felt like we got a new green light every month. And in June of 2002, we packed up and moved to Houston. And I became the first care pastor at FaithBridge Church.
Oh, that's awesome. I knew that you and Ken's friendship went way back, and about that call, I didn't realize how long that discernment process went on for, and about all the green lights over the course of that span of time.
Oh, yeah, it was a big deal. When I first asked Becky what she thought about moving to Texas, her response was, I hope you have a good time. You know, places of that state aren't even settled yet, you know.
Right,
and,
yeah.
We're both native Georgians, lived there our whole lives prior to that. And so it was a big, big move, leaving all family, friends, everything, to come to a place we'd never lived before. And so we wanted to pray it through and make sure the decision was a wise one and in accordance with God's plan for our lives.
Yeah, well, I know I speak for many that I'm thankful that the Lord did indeed call the Slagles here to FaithBridge Church.
Thank you. So are we.
Yeah. And clearly the Lord was in it because it's now been almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And so what has kept you in this role for that long? Why do you think the work that you do helping the people of FaithBridge tend to their souls is so critical?
Well, the quick answer is a paycheck. But beyond that, of course, you know, part of the pastoral role, as you know, is shepherding. And sometimes sheep can find their way to green pastures, sometimes they cannot. And one of our responsibilities as a pastor is to serve as an under-shepherd and lead them into those green pastures. It's kind of tough to do the work of an under-shepherd if you're not first tending to your own soul. You know, you can't give away what you don't have. Completely apart from being utterly hypocritical, I would contend it's a spiritual impossibility. There's no way that God can bless your efforts to look after the souls of other people if your soul is starving. So I think it's important to look after one's soul. And then, of course, as the care pastor, a huge part of my responsibility is to look after the souls of those that God has placed under our care here. Mm-hmm. And it's my privilege to do that.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. You know I speak for all the men of FaithBridge that every man at FaithBridge wants to be a good husband and a good dad. But before we can get into some of the great wisdom that we're going to hear from people like Wayne and Tammy Risher and Kelly Hickey and Chris Clark on leading in our marriages and our families, we have to make sure that we are leading ourselves first. So thinking about this holiday season that we are entering into, when it comes to navigating the holidays well in terms of leading ourselves, what are some of the common pitfalls or challenges that are likely to crop up in a man's life?
You know, the typical answer I would imagine to that question is getting too busy, not paying attention to your quiet time, not doing the things that are necessary to tend to your own soul. And certainly those are important. And I suppose we can come back around to those. But I have determined that the single greatest thing a husband in particular can do during the holiday season is to serve his wife. I don't know how it is at your house, but at my house, and I suspect in many, many homes, the wives carry the brunt of the load for the, you know, they do the shopping, they do the decorating, they do the cooking, you know, especially if you have small kids, they're in touch with what they want for Christmas and all of that kind of thing. And it can be so easy just to sort of kick back and let honey take care of it all. Well, that's not fair and not very loving and not very Christ-like. And so I think first and foremost, serving your wife will shape your own soul and conform you to an even greater extent into the image of Christ as you step forward to do that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would go so far as to say, if in a given day you've got to decide, am I going to have a quiet time or am I going to run an errand for my wife or help with a meal or look after the kids, I'd say do the serving thing first. I think that honors Jesus more than getting off by yourself while she works herself to death to have a happy holidays.
Yeah, I always love a good counterintuitive answer. And so those other things that you mentioned, like you said, are super important. But I imagine there's a temptation when we're talking about self-care to just use to justify laziness, essentially.
Yeah.
In the name of self-care.
And I have done it. Speaking from experience.
Me too, right? And I love how, you know, what you talked about is having that servant posture, especially with our wives, but just in general, having that posture as of a servant, how we engage the world shapes our own soul.
That's right.
And so how we intentionally spend time and energy and resources serving our wives actually is a form of soul care and something that the Lord wants to use to transform us to be like Him.
Yeah, I'm a big believer that holiness starts at home.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to steal that. And I love, you know, I'm absolutely, you know, a fan of men getting into the scriptures, you know, getting up a little early before the kids are up and that sort of thing. But as I was just sharing with Parker, who's recording us right now, before we started, I love the medium of podcasts because mm-hmm. it's a way that we can find, yes, some entertaining comment, but there's also a ton of theologically gospel-rich content out there that while you're running mm-hmm. that errand for your wife, you can be listening to some edifying content, whether you missed a Faith Bridge sermon and you're catching up, or there's a ton of great resources out there.
Yeah, one of my favorites is Pray As You Go. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I'm not.
It's typically a 10-minute podcast that is composed of a time of worship. They have an eclectic approach to music. So one week you may hear monks chanting, the next week you may hear a contemporary Christian artist. But then they hone in on one passage of scripture and lead you through a meditation on that and ask you very thought-provoking questions to consider about that passage. And then it closes out with a time of prayer as well. 10, 12 minutes max. I listen to it almost every day at some point during my day, whether I'm exercising or driving to work, or sometimes when I wake up in the morning, it's just a good way to start the day with a cup of coffee and the folks from Pray As You Go. So yeah, I highly recommend that one.
Yeah, no, that's so good. One of the things you mentioned a moment ago is, you know, busyness. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of the standard answer, especially in our culture, right? Hey, how are you doing? Busy. And I do that myself, and I tell people I hate even giving that answer, but it's often the truth. Sure. And the holidays have a way of kind of ratcheting that up
right.
a notch. And so it'd be easy, again, to make excuses for why you can't have a quiet time or why you can't take the time to serve your wife. What practical wisdom might you have to offer the men when it comes to guarding against that temptation?
Yeah. So I'll stick with the theme of serving your spouse. I would encourage men to, here at the front end of the holiday season, to sit down with your spouse and ask, okay, what are our big priorities here? Is it hosting big meals? Is it decorating the house and the yard, which can be very time-consuming sorts of things? Is it traveling? Yep. What are we as a family going to decide this is what is important to us? Come to a point of agreement on that, and then let everything else go. You know, society heaps things on us and says, you need to go to all the parties, and you need to make sure you have the nicest looking home on the street, and you need to make sure you've bought just the right gifts for your kids, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. On and on it goes. Well, take the initiative, take control, decide as a family, no, this is what's important to us. And we're not going to get stressed out doing the things that the world thinks we ought to do, or even that our Christian friends think we ought to do. But this is our home, and these are our priorities, all the while making sure that those priorities leave room for the tending of our own souls.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just talking with a leader in our church yesterday about the concept of we all get the same 24 hours in a day. You have time for what you make time for.
Right.
And if you are not proactive and intentional about planning that out ahead of time, then life, especially around the holidays, has that tendency to happen to you.
Right.
Right. And a lot of us around here at Faith Bridge have benefited from Dave Ramsey's work when it comes to financial budgeting. Mm-hmm. And every dollar having a name on purpose before the start of the month.
Right.
In a very real way, we should do that with our time as well. Not just our time. Like I'm sitting here listening to you as someone who's very much an introvert. I have a limited social resource, right? And yeah. So I have to think about that. And as much as the spirit is willing sometimes to just go from social event to social event, there's times where I have to just be honest with my own limitations and right. say, for my own soul care, but also so I can actually love the people that I'm interacting with better.
That's
I
right.
need to make sure that I'm not overextending myself.
Yeah. And the advantage to pre-planning with your spouse is you leave very little room for unmet expectations. So often that becomes the source of conflict, particularly in the holiday season, because the holidays are filled with expectations, you know, about how it ought to be, how we want it to be. If we'll just take a few minutes at the front end to talk about, you know, this is what we want it to be, then you've eliminated lots of pitfalls for, I thought you were going to do that. It would have meant a lot to me if you had done that. Well, if you've agreed ahead of time, then you're both good to go.
Yeah. Man, Dan, a ton of great wisdom today on being proactive, about having a servant heart, and about even the practical tip about the Praise You Go podcast. I'm sure many men are going to benefit from that wisdom that you shared. So thank you for being here with
sure
us
thing.
Today. And thank you all for joining us for another episode of the Faith Bridge Men podcast. Please rate, share, and subscribe so you don't miss out on more great content. We're going to continue our series on navigating the holidays with a conversation with Wayne and Tammy Risher, who will be joining us to talk about marriage. So see you then.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into this episode. We hope you found it helpful and encouraging. For more content and stories like this, check out faithbridge.org/podcast, and don't forget to subscribe.